Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Adams. This is a weekly show dedicated to helping you master your money, live rich, and love the journey. My specialty is giving you the answers, tools, and resources you need to turbocharge your financial life. I cover every aspect of personal finances, like investing for retirement, building credit, getting out of debt, insurance, taxes, real estate, managing money, mindset, and even how money affects your relationships. I want to thank everyone who's recently submitted a 5-star review in iTunes for the show. You guys are awesome. Your support means so much to me. And if you have a money question, two of the best places to reach me are my contact page at lauradadams.com and inside my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. If you'd like an invitation to join this terrific group, just send me a text message. Text group 400, that's group 400, to the number 33444. In this show, we're going to talk about how to use a personal loan to get out of debt, but mainly how to use them to consolidate credit card debt. I'm going to give you the pros and cons straight up so you know if this is a brilliant move for your situation or not so smart. I also created a free download with my review of the best places to get a loan online, depending on how you plan to use the money. I'll tell you more and how to get it at the end of the show. So let's get to it. Did you know that about half of all American households are carrying credit card debt with an average balance above $15,000? If you're one of those households, you're probably paying way too much interest for that debt than you should. So let's talk about how personal loans come into play with getting out of credit card debt. First of all, a personal loan is money that you borrow to pay for just about anything, such as your wedding, a dream vacation, a new computer, medical bills, or to consolidate other debt. There are two main types of personal loans. You've got secured and unsecured. With a secured personal loan, you're required to pledge collateral, which means an asset, such as a car or house, to back up the loan in case you don't make payments. Now, this is not the case with an unsecured loan. With an unsecured personal loan, which is much more common, you don't need to put up any collateral. Unsecured loans are also known as consumer loans or signature loans because literally all they need is your signature. You can get a personal loan at most banks, credit unions, and at a variety of online lending companies. The amount you can borrow depends on the lender, your credit, and your income. Personal unsecured loan amounts usually range from $2,000 to $35,000, although some may go higher, but they've got a fixed interest rate. And if you want to borrow more than this amount, you typically have to apply for a secured loan. Personal loans come with a choice of repayment terms that may range from 3 to 10 years. If you want to pay off your personal loan ahead of schedule, most do not charge you a prepayment penalty, so you're free to pay it off at any time. However, most personal loans come with an origination fee that could range from 1 to 10% of the loan amount. This is a one-time fee that is deducted from your loan proceeds. You may see an initial interest rate when you apply, but a slightly higher rate when you're quoted. And that's because the fee gets included into the annual percentage rate, or APR, for the loan that you choose. So that means one lender that seems to have a lower APR may actually be more expensive if they charge a higher origination fee than another lender. So do your homework by shopping and comparing interest rates with multiple lenders. When you're approved for a personal loan, you'll receive a check or a direct deposit into your bank account within days. It's a really easy, fast process. Then you make regular monthly payments, just like you do with other types of installment loans, like a car loan or a home mortgage. For each loan payment you make, a portion goes toward the principal amount you borrowed, and a portion goes toward the interest that you owe on the outstanding balance. If you can pay more than your monthly payment, make sure the lender knows to apply it toward your principal balance. Otherwise, they may hold it in an escrow account or put it toward future interest payments instead of using it to decrease the amount you owe. This is really important because paying down your principal balance sooner means that you'll pay less interest over the term of the loan. Let's say you get a personal loan of $25,000 with a 7% APR for 3 years. Your monthly payment would be $772, and you'd pay a total of about $2,800 in interest over the life of the loan. Now, if you paid an additional $100 each month, you'd pay off the loan 5 months earlier and save over $350 in interest. So now that you've got a background on what a personal loan is and how you can use it to get rid of credit card debt, I want to dive into the pros and cons of using them. So we'll start off with 5 main pros or benefits of using a personal loan. Pro number 1, paying a lower interest rate. Cutting your interest expense is the primary reason to consolidate debt in the first place. Let's say you have a $10,000 balance on 2 credit cards. If one charges 18% and one charges 10%, paying them off with a loan that charges 9% will save you money. High interest rates are one of the reasons many people stay in debt far longer than they should. It's wise to reduce the cost of your debt so you can eliminate it faster. Pro number 2, getting fixed terms. Personal loans are a type of installment loan, which means you have a specific interest rate and term, such as paying 9% for 3 years with monthly payments of $750. If you've gotten out of control with credit card spending in the past, having the discipline of a set term might help you pay debt off faster. Of course, be sure that the repayment term is affordable for you. Never commit to a payment schedule that you can't meet. In general, the shorter your term, the higher your monthly payment. So having a longer term does cut your monthly payment. Problem is, it also increases the amount of interest you'll pay over the life of the loan. So I recommend choosing the shortest repayment period that you can reasonably afford. Pro number 3, having one payment. Consolidating multiple credit cards with a personal loan can simplify your financial life. You'll only have to keep track of one bill due date instead of several. You can focus all your time and attention on making that single payment, counting down the months until your debt is completely wiped out. Pro number 4, reducing your monthly payment. Using a personal loan to consolidate debt can lower your total monthly payments. For example, if the total of your minimum credit card payments is $500 and your new loan payment is $400, well, now you have an additional $100 each month to pay down your loan's principal balance even faster. But this will depend on how you structure your loan. As I mentioned, the shorter the term, the higher your monthly payments will be. And pro number 5, building credit. Having an additional loan on your credit report will help you build credit if you make your payments on time. Plus, paying off or reducing your credit card balances can boost your credit by lowering your utilization ratio. To learn more about utilization ratio, read or listen to Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score. It's episode number 270. It is from a couple years ago, but the content hasn't changed, so I can promise that it's still very relevant and will help you build credit today. Okay, now let's cover 3 main cons about using a personal loan to consolidate credit card debt. Con number 1, continuing to use credit cards. Doing a consolidation should be part of a bigger plan to pay off debt. If you use a personal loan to pay off your credit cards, but then rack them back up, you've gotten deeper into debt. So you must be committed to never carry credit card balances again. Those clean cards can be awfully tempting, so make sure you get a fresh start by only making charges that you can pay off in full each month. If you continue to accumulate debt, it doesn't matter how many times you move it around to lower interest options, it will continue to be a drag on your finances and keep you from building wealth. So know your own capabilities. know your financial habits, and really be honest with yourself. If you don't have the discipline to use your credit cards wisely after a consolidation, lock them up and only spend cash. Con number two, having higher monthly payments. While monthly payments for a personal loan can be lower than the total of all your minimum credit card payments, they can also be higher. As I previously mentioned, the payment amount depends on how much you borrow, your interest rate, and the loan length. Unlike a credit card where you can make a minimum payment, with a personal loan, you're required to make the full payment every month. If you pay late, you can destroy your credit. Con number three, saving too little. If your credit card debt is relatively small, or you can pay it off within the next 12 months, using a personal loan to consolidate may not save you enough to be worthwhile. When you know that you can pay off a credit card in the near future, but you still want to cut the interest, consider using a zero-interest balance transfer credit card. The promotional period on these cards can range from 6 to 24 months, giving you a nice break from interest charges. However, if you don't pay off the entire balance before the promotion expires, you can end up paying more interest than if you hadn't made the transfer. A recent show I did called When to Use a Balance Transfer Credit Card, which is episode number 395, will help you learn much more about how to use balance transfer cards to optimize debt. To sum up, a personal loan is a smart financial tool to use if it's the least expensive option for you to consolidate debt. While it might seem odd to get a new debt to get out of an old debt, it all comes down to the interest rate. By using a personal loan the right way, you can reduce your interest payments and get out of debt the fastest way possible. Having less debt will free up more of your money so you can achieve positive financial goals, like building your emergency fund, investing in real estate, or saving for retirement. So, if you're ready to use a personal loan, you're probably wondering where to get one. There are many, many places, and it can depend on what you want to use the money for. Some lenders are really starting to specialize in different areas, such as helping you consolidate credit cards, or just providing education loans or business loans, for instance. I've done the work by reviewing and comparing 10 of the best online lenders for you. I created a one-page reference guide called the Online Loan Comparison Chart that spells out each lender's starting APR, their maximum loan amounts, and the type of loan they offer. You can get the Online Loan Comparison Chart PDF by visiting the transcript for this show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com, or you can get it right now if you've got your phone. You're probably listening to this podcast on your phone, so just text me a message right now. If you text the phrase "my loan," M-Y-L-O-A-N, my loan, no space, to 33444, I'll send it right away. Again, text "my loan" to the number 33444, and you'll get the free loan comparison PDF. I'm so glad you're listening. I want to thank you for spending your valuable time with me today. I'll talk to you next week. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.